What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this 5th day of July, Saturday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your holiday weekend mornings. We were here with you yesterday. We're here with you today. And we'll be back next week. And so I want to thank you for that. Anyway, today is the day, birthday of the of an actor's actor. It's one of those not necessarily considered a, well, movie star, but an actor's actor. I think she feels like she's that, because she has done a handful of shows since the role that made her most famous. And actors do that. They don't rest on their laurels. The real actors get back up, and they do more. And this is Edie Falco I'm talking about.
Okay.
Carmela Soprano. Mm-hmm. It is her birthday today. So she is considered an actor's actor. So there you go. I want to throw that out there. As we welcome in the man who is going to get us set for Atlanta United versus DC United. He'll be on the call with our own Mike Conte tonight. The pre-kick is at 6:30. Kick at 7:30. And as we welcome Jason Longshore on, we were told that you have somebody in your sights too. Noel went after Darius Rucker, I should say, and the entire state of South Carolina earlier. But she said that Jason going to come on here, and he got his eyes set on somebody too. So we're curious as to who that is.
I'm kind of curious as well, actually. I didn't know Noel was going to go after Darius Rucker, first off.
I know, right?
I'm a little confused.
Who goes after him? But she got a problem. She never...
What happened? What did Darius do?
All right, well, you can ask her. That's your partner. You guys are on.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
right.
Come on,
right.
Noel. Your partner's asking you a question. Might as well do a little show that you guys do on Thursday nights.
Yeah, if this was Thursday, he would have got a dart thrown at him, because I just don't like his voice. But this is Greg's fault. I did not wake up and say, I'm going to take shots at Darius Rucker. And I did not take shots at the state of South Carolina. I like South Carolina. I don't like Darius Rucker.
You said he's the worst thing to come out of South Carolina.
Right. That means South Carolina has a lot of other beautiful things.
By the way, I got a list of famous people from South Carolina.
There's far worse things to come out of South Carolina, number one. And two, I would go up to the dartboard and take the dot matrix print of Darius Rucker's face off of the dartboard before you threw darts.
Because
like
he can
Darius
do that.
Rucker.
That, see?
He can rescue
that's
Darius
how this
Rucker.
Works.
Yes, that's how darts
y'all do it?
Work. Yeah. So he went and rescued Darius off the board. So there we go.
Did you notice, Sam, how they do this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I've heard it. Ever is a
dartboard.
A lot of fun.
But I think Greg had already rescued him off the dartboard for you, Jason, but, you know.
It's just an opinion. You know, I'm sure Jason has got some people that he don't like that you don't have a problem with.
No, I'm usually the one that gets their logo taken down. I usually agree with him and Miles. Shout out to super producer Miles Williams. It's usually me that has I'm usually the only one on my own island, but I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, Jason, as we sit here hours before today's match, and just We've talked to you on a regular basis about this team throughout the year. Where are we at right now in talking about Atlanta United?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You got to start winning some games on the road, and the next two on the road are games that this team should win. You know, you're playing two teams that are right up in front of you in the Eastern Conference. Two teams that, I mean, you look at DC United and you look at the stats, they're actually really, really similar in terms of two teams that are producing more opportunities to score goals than they're actually scoring goals. And that's a problem. They're giving up more goals than they should be giving up. And that's a problem. And two teams that, you know, need something here. The good thing on the Atlanta United side facing DC is I think they're a little more one-dimensional in the way that they attack. They have a great striker in Christian Benteke who's been battling injury, came back in last game off the bench. You would expect him to be in position to start this one. And you know what you're going to see. He's just really good at it. He's one of the best players in the air that this league has ever seen. So you've got to cut off crossing. You've got to try to defend him as best as you can in the air. But the best way to do that is to cut off the supply line if you can. And Atlanta United's been pretty good about not allowing a lot of crosses from teams. But it's kind of, again, the mirror image, because Atlanta has been good at getting crosses in and DC United is pretty good at defending crosses. So it feels like a game with two teams in a really similar spot. Something's got to give, and it's probably going to be decided out in the wide positions tonight.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. Always great to catch up with this guy, Jason Longshoe, and he is social. Always find him at Longshoe. Always find him at Longshoe. Addition, subtraction, a good thing, bad thing, not playing last weekend. How does that help this team? And do they make the most of this team this time on the road? Sometimes time on the road can be really, really good for a team, and you see it. It can have a galvanizing effect. Are you seeing any of that with this team?
I think the game that got rescheduled last Saturday, the Miami game, because they advanced in Club World Cup, I think that's actually a really big help for this group. I think it gives you time to be on the training pitch at home and rest a little bit, but also you've got some guys out. You know, it's going to be one more game that you should be at closer to full strength, especially on your back line. When that one gets rescheduled later on, you're one game closer to getting guys like Tristan Muyamba back into the midfield. Steven Gregerson, Derek Williams still out on the back line. I thought Efrain Morales played okay in game one this season in Columbus. I don't really, you know, look at him as a major issue in that. And when you look at the matchup today with DC United, getting another week plus of training with the group for Efraín Morales, because he's going to be counted on today. He's the best player that you have available in the air. And when you're dealing with somebody like Benteke, you have to be able to match that. And Morales has history with defending Benteke. He hasn't started a whole lot of games for the first team for Atlanta United, but he has played against Christian Benteke before, and he has had success in that matchup. So I think getting that extra bit of time on the training pitch as opposed to the short rest game, going to Fort Lauderdale and then recovering from two games in a short period of time and not getting as much time to actually work on the training ground, I think that's going to end up helping you tonight if you're Atlanta United.
Yeah, I'm talking about some people we're missing. I know we've lost Jay Fortune. He's gone down for the season. The availability tonight for Derek Williams, we're going to see him tonight.
No, Williams is out.
Okay, Williams is out. I'm seeing Bartosz Sliss can't play either, right?
Yeah, he's suspended due to yellow cards, and that is where you really miss somebody like Jay Fortune and a player that, you know, we've gotten to know a lot over the years, seeing him rise from the academy into the second team and into the first team and then into a really key role in the first team over the past couple of seasons. I hate it for him. It was such a freak injury and a really bad foul in the Gold Cup where he gets dragged down, and it's kind of an awkward way that he lands on his foot, and you have to have surgery to repair the tendons in his foot. He'll come back strong. I mean, he's such a promising player, I think, for Atlanta United, for Trinidad and Tobago at the national team level as well. And he's such a grinding kind of player. You know, he's had to battle a lot in his career already at a young age to get to where he is. And he keeps proving people wrong, and he keeps getting more and more time and getting more and more, I think, a bigger role within both the national team and Atlanta United. So he'll be back, but it's a big loss in a game like today where you're missing Sliss. So you're looking to Jay's fellow homegrown Will Riley, I think, is somebody who's going to have to play a key role. I don't know how many minutes you're going to be able to get out of Tristan Muyamba coming back into the group. I wouldn't expect him to be able to play 90. It's just, can he play enough to start, or does he come off the bench? And you're looking at Mateusz Glik, who has battled injuries earlier in the year and I think is trying to get going and really be what we all hoped that he would be when he joined the team this season.
Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man, tell us about this DC United team.
They are, honestly, they're not a great team. And like I mentioned, they're one-dimensional, where they're really built around Christian Benteke. It's a team that kind of feels stuck in between two ideas. They want to be a high-pressing, high-energy team, but their best player in Benteke doesn't necessarily fit into that. He's not that kind of a player. So how do they, Troy Lesay and their manager, how does he find a way to try to make it work? He's literally struggled to do that this season. They've dealt with injuries as well. Some key players have been out for various periods of time. It's a team that hasn't necessarily found their personality because of that. Because when you're built around a guy like Benteke, who's so good in the air and so good with crosses, you've got to try to shape a team to serve him. But Troy Lesay wants this team to be a high-pressing team. Those things don't really align. So at times, DC can feel very disjointed. They can feel like a team that is struggling in that identity. You look at the last four games, they're 27th in the league in goals scored. They're 29th in the league in goals allowed. They're 25th in the league in expected goals. This is a team that, you know, sadly, Atlanta United's numbers aren't all that different from DC United. But I feel like Atlanta is closer to that identity of how they want to play. I think Ronnie Dyla is very defined in what he wants from this team. He just hasn't gotten consistent performances in that from the players on the pitch. I think DC is further away from what that identity and how they want to play is.
That is what we will watch and listen for this evening, Greg. I mean, that's what we'll watch and listen for if they can get that consistency going. You know, we know this team has what it takes. It's just been able to put it together and bring it back week after week. And maybe, like you said, on the road, it's been good for this team. Maybe they get one here.
You hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Teams, they'd rather go on the road, you know, certain times of the year, coming off injuries, things like that. You find it.
It takes the pressure off sometimes.
It does,
to be out on the road, you know? I mean, playing at home, you feel the responsibility. You feel the urgency at times. Going out on the road, you can just play. And these two games, these next two, these are critical for Atlanta United, with two teams that they should beat on the road. And if you get a little bit of momentum with a couple of road wins, you come back home for a few games in a row at home, season could look different quickly, but it really starts tonight.
All right, and then we talk to Jason next week, hopefully. These guys will be getting ready for Toronto.
Yeah.
Or as they say in Toronto, Toronto. So just listen, man, travel safely. And, again, Thursday nights, you and Noel. Is it every night, every Thursday at 11 o'clock? Noel, I'm getting a thumbs up.
Every Thursday at 10, unless the Braves are at home, and then we're at 11. So, yes, 10 or 11, and you can catch the podcast edition on this very feed where your show is, since we are the spinoff of this show.
Wow, our we got a spinoff?
Is right now with you guys.
Hang
you
on.
Have a spinoff. We are a different world to your spinoff, to your show, yes.
That is the coolest thing I have heard since I've been in this building. I never even thought about it that way. I'm serious. That's like the best compliment, Sam, we have ever had.
Isn't that something?
Damn.
Yeah. Spun off another
But not
program,
just as a
yeah.
spinoff, but the spinoff, but it's good.
Yeah.
You want the spinoff to be good. Sometimes you get the spinoff and you're like, why they do that? No, it's a spinoff that's good.
We got to take them to lunch.
All right now.
We got to take them to lunch. And he said it, they're actually possibly filming a spinoff, the latest version of A Different World. Remember I talked about the Debbie Allen project is being shot right now. Jason, you're the best, man. You are the absolute best, man. Thank you for that.
Nah, Noel's the best. I just ride along. That's all.
Well, both yous. We appreciate it as always, buddy. Listen, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank y'all.
I appreciate Jason Longshore.
Yeah. I ain't think about that.
Yeah, man.
And when he said it like that, that's the best comment we can get. I love that. Feeling good. Hey, listen, before I get on out of here, this ain't really insignificant information, but it's pertinent information. We're going to mention it. Happened on this date. This is why this dude's the best. Ricky Henderson and the Oakland A's had a doubleheader. They're playing Cleveland. Ricky led off both games with a home run.
Wow.
That's all you need to say. Yeah. Greatest leadoff hitter of all time,
that's
period.
Him. That's what he did.
It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.